Welcome to Kendrick Labs, Inc. Today we have come up with a new topic, 5 common mistakes to avoid in protein concentration determination using SDS page. Accurately determining the concentration of proteins is a fundamental step in many biological and biochemical research applications. Sodium dodecyl sulfate polyacrylamide gel electrophoresis SDS page is a widely used technique for protein separation and characterization. However, protein concentration determination using SDS page can be prone to various pitfalls and errors if not performed carefully. In this article, we will explore 5 common mistakes to avoid when determining protein concentration using SDS page. By understanding and addressing these potential issues, researchers can ensure more accurate and reliable protein concentration measurements, leading to improved experimental outcomes and data interpretation. Introduction to protein concentration determination using SDS page. Overview of SDS page. If you've ever been curious about what goes on behind the scenes in protein research, SDS page sodium dodecyl sulfate polyacrylamide gel electrophoresis is where the magic happens. This technique helps scientists separate proteins based on their molecular weight and is a fundamental tool in protein analysis. Importance of accurate protein concentration measurement. Knowing the precise protein concentration is crucial for any researcher. Whether you're investigating protein functions, studying protein-protein interactions, or even just bragging about your protein collection at parties, accurate measurements are the key to success. Without knowing the concentration, you might end up with diluted results or waste your precious protein samples. Understanding the importance of accurate protein concentration measurement. Imagine you're making a cup of coffee. You carefully measure the coffee grounds, adjust the right amount of water, and voila! You're greeted with the perfect cup of joe to start your day. Determining protein concentration is like that, but instead of coffee, you're dealing with science. Accurate protein concentration ensures that your experiments are properly controlled, your results are reliable, and your coffee, I mean, your protein is ready for action. Common mistakes in sample preparation. Inadequate sample homogenization. Just like mixing ingredients for a cake, proper sample homogenization is crucial to ensure an even distribution of your proteins. Inadequate mixing can lead to uneven concentrations, giving you wonky results. So, channel your inner baker and give your samples a good mix before analyzing them. Insufficient protein solubilization. Picture this. You're trying to dissolve sugar in your morning tea, but it stubbornly refuses to blend in. Frustrating, right? The same goes for proteins. If you don't fully solubilize your proteins before analysis, you'll end up with inaccurate measurements. So, make sure your proteins are as dissolved and cooperative as that sugar in your tea. Inappropriate sample dilution. Dilution. It's like adding too much milk to your cereal, ruining that perfect balance. Similarly, if you improperly dilute your protein samples, you'll throw off the concentration measurements and potentially waste precious samples. So, be mindful of your dilution game and avoid crying over diluted protein. Avoiding errors in gel loading and electrophoresis. Proper gel preparation and handling. Gel preparation may sound like a fancy cooking recipe, but it's far from it. It involves carefully mixing acrylamide solutions and cross-linkers to create a gel matrix that separates proteins during electrophoresis. However, if you rush through this step or mishandle the gel, you'll end up with a messy, unreliable separation. So, take your time and treat those gels like delicate pieces of art. Optimizing loading volume and sample concentration. In the protein world, too much or too little can